You're listening to AIB Market Talk, bringing you financial market insights from AIB's experts.
Hello and welcome to our monthly podcast covering Irish PMI manufacturing and service industries for August. I'm Stuart Banks from AIB Treasury and I'm joined today by John Fahey, Senior Economist from AIB's Economic Unit. John, leading off the manufacturing side, in August we had a reading of 50.8 compared with a weaker reading of 47 in July. What is this telling us about the sector?
Thanks, Stuart. Well, the key thing when you look at the PMIs is where you are in regard to 50, because 50 is the break-even level between expansion and contraction. So anything above 50 is good. Anything below 50 signifies contraction. So in August, somewhat unexpectedly, the manufacturing PMI got back up above 50. So it's the first time above 50, the first time in growth territory since February. And it's a very different picture to what we're seeing in some of our key trading partners. If you look at the Eurozone, the UK, and indeed the US, their PMIs are all below 50 and well below 50 in the case of the Eurozone and the UK. And when we look at the underlying details in terms of what was driving that improvement in August, it was a pickup in the new orders component, and this got above 50 for the first time in 6 months. And the reports indicates it was on the back of especially robust performance from new export orders. So because new orders have picked up, we did see the production output level get back up close to 50. It's just below 50 at the moment. So what it tells us is that production levels in the sector are getting back close to stabilisation.
And has this positivity also fed into the employment market?
Yeah, so we've seen employment increase on the back of that improvement in new orders. So now, generally speaking, the employment side has held up much better than some of the other underlying indicators in the index. But the positive underlying trend activity levels has seen employment pick up and at a quicker pace than where it was in July. In fact, if you look at the past 6 months, even though for much of that the sector was in contraction, there was only one of those months, it was actually June, where employment levels actually fell. So employment has performed better, but what we did see in August was that improved activity backdrop, was the pace of hiring improved at a much quicker pace than where it had been on a year-to-date basis. And just generally speaking too, when you look at the outlook, and within the survey there is a question asked about confidence in the year ahead, and that rose to its highest level for the sector in 6 months. Although it's still early days yet, it'll be interesting to see if the expansion in activity and those confidence levels hold up, because the backdrop for global manufacturing has been very weak. As I said at the outset, if you look at the Eurozone and the UK and indeed in the US, so it'd be interesting to see is whether this improvement in the Irish manufacturing sector can be sustained, and in stark contrast to what's happening elsewhere.
And John, we've seen inflationary pressures ease. Has that trend continued into August?
Yeah, we've seen that continuation in the pattern there. So input prices fell for the fifth straight month, and that was on the back of continued falls in cost of raw materials and energy. And what we're seeing is that the drop in input costs has been passed on to factory gate prices, in other words, output prices, which fell for the fourth month in a row. So when we look at the manufacturing sector from an inflationary viewpoint, we're seeing a continued easing in price pressures there.
Okay, thanks, John. And turning to the services side, August's reading was 55, and again, slightly behind a 56.7 figure reported in July. Can you expand a little on the factors behind this lower reading?
Yeah, no, it's only slightly below where we were in June and July, which were closer to in a 56 to 57 range. So 55 is still a very another impressive performance. And what that level indicates, it's well above 50. So it indicates strong continued growth in the services sector. And what it reflects is just healthy demand conditions, both from a domestic and an export customer viewpoint. We saw a very strong increase in new business volumes from both the domestic and the external customer base. So the services sector performance, you know, for the last, on a year-to-date basis, has been in stark contrast to what's been happening in the manufacturing sector. The services sector has continued to expand at a very solid pace. So even though we mentioned there manufacturing return to growth, it's still only just above 50, whereas the services sector has been well above 50 on a year-to-date basis, and just reflecting a completely different demand dynamic, much stronger demand backdrop compared to what's happening in the manufacturing sector. And that's reflected too if you look at what's happening in employment. You know, continued activity means that there's continued increase, continued job hiring at a solid pace in the sector for August. So jobs growth has been on a very strong trajectory there.
And in the services PMI, John, we get more information on the various sectors in the economy. What is this reading telling us about these various sectors?
Yeah, that's a good question, Stuart, because when you look at the underlying breakdown, what we're seeing is that, you know, a marked variation in performance across sectors. So technology, media and telecoms was the strongest performing sector, and that's in stark contrast to what we saw in the transport, tourism and leisure subsector, which contracted for the second consecutive month. So even though the overall services industry is performing very well, what we have seen is a lagging performance over the last 2 months from the transport, tourism and leisure sector.
And we touched on inflationary pressures, John, in the manufacturing side, so I'll ask you again about the same pressures in the services side.
Yeah, so what we're seeing is a very different backdrop from an inflationary viewpoint. As I said, when we discussed the manufacturing, we saw an easing in inflationary pressures. In contrast, when we look at the services sector, we see that inflationary pressures remain elevated, both from an input and an output price perspective. So, you know, in terms of input prices, we've seen significant upward pressure there. The survey notes that that's been in relation to rising labour costs and fuel bills, and then we're seeing that passed on to higher selling prices. So it's a completely different price backdrop in terms of when you look at the services sector versus the manufacturing sector. Within the manufacturing sector, we're seeing a clear trend of an easing in inflationary pressures, whereas in the services sector, we've seen continued elevated pressures there. And, you know, that's because, you know, it's the sector has been more robust in performance, there's more demand there. So that partly attributes to that. And, you know, just to sum up in terms of where we are with both sectors, you know, overall, you know, it has been a positive in the month. The manufacturing in August returned back above 50. The question is whether it can sustain that against that weaker global backdrop. But what we can say is that within the services, the Irish services sector has continued to perform well. And that's actually in contrast to what we've seen in some of the other key economies, where unexpectedly in August, their services sectors fell back below 50. So the Irish services sector has outperformed versus some of our key trading partners.
John, we'll leave it there. Thank you for your insights, and thank you also to our customers for listening in. To stay up to date with financial markets, please press the subscribe button to AIB Market Talk wherever you source your podcasts. Talk to you again next month.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of AIB Market Talk. Allied Irish Banks PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. AIB NI is a trademark used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC, authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority. Allied Irish Bank GB and Allied Irish Bank GB Savings Direct are trademarks used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC, authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority.